Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We are now at Jeremiah chapter 6 and about 19 now. And we're going to read this 19th verse one more time. I believe this bears repeating. And hear, O earth, behold, I am bringing disaster on this people. How would you like to have here, actually, God saith such a thing? We believe that God will never do it, and he'll never bring disaster upon this world again. We think, oh, would he brought the flood and different things down through the ages, but no more. Well, think again. Have you read the book of the Revelation lately? There's a lot of disasters written in the book of the Revelation, just waiting to happen. And we may think that we're exempt from all of this stuff. We may be, hopefully. But what if we're not taken out before these things begin to happen? What if a few things happen before we're taken out? Or maybe we will not be taken out. Who knows? I mean, we'll be taken out eventually, but when is left up to God, not left up to us. Now, hear, O earth, behold, I'm bringing disaster on this people, the fruit of their plans, because they have not listened to my words, and as for my law, they have rejected it also. They've rejected my words, they rejected my law, they've rejected everything. I don't know what to do, God. And God is not, he knows what to do, but we, evidently his people, don't know what to do. For what purpose does frankincense come to me from Sheba? And the sweet cane from a distant land, your burnt offerings are not acceptable. You know, I'd rather have Jesus, God says this. He says, I'd rather have obedience more than sacrifice. All the sacrifices, all the blood and everything does not make up for obedience, does not make up for observance of the law, does not make up for listening to God. It just doesn't. Though your burnt offerings are not acceptable to me, and your sacrifices are not pleasing to me. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I am laying a stumbling block before this people, and they will stumble against them, fathers and sons together, neighbors and friend will perish. Thus says the Lord, behold, a people is coming from the northland, and a great nation will be aroused from the remote parts of the earth. They seize bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roars like the sea, and they ride on horses, arrayed as a man for the battle. Against you, O daughter of Zion, we have heard the report of it. Our hands are limp. Anguish has seized us. Pain as a woman in childbirth. How many times have you heard this woman in childbirth? There's another instance of this spoken in the New Testament about the childbirth, the time of childbirth, and the time seized upon by the advantage of a woman in travail. Now, when this happens, we don't know. But the helplessness of this is what I want you to understand. When a woman is in childbirth, she can't fight back at all. But yet, childbirth represents a great victory. Our hands are limp. Anguish has seized us. Pain as of a woman with childbirth. The pain of it all. We haven't even experienced the pain yet. But when once this pain comes, we will realize the seriousness of it. Do not go out into the field, and do not walk on the road, for the enemy has a sword. Terror is on every side. Our daughter of my people, put on sackcloth. Put on sackcloth. Why? Because this is very serious. This is a serious time. And we may regret. How many times have people regret what they've done? Terror is on every side. Our daughter of my people, put on sackcloth and roll in ashes. Roll yourself in ashes, you may as well. Because this is a very serious time. Mourn as for an only son. Have you ever lost an only son? How about an only daughter? Have you ever lost a child? Mourn as for an only son. This is a horrifying event, a lamentation most bitter. For suddenly the destroyer will come upon us. The destroyer. Who is the destroyer? God is using Babylon as a destroyer. He's using Babylon. He's using a less righteous people to try or to attempt to bring his own people back to him. A less righteous people. And that's what God has done down through the ages. He's used a less righteous people to bring his own people to their knees, to try to bring them to a place of repentance. And this is God's whole, his whole objective is to bring his people back to himself. If this would only do the job, there would be no need for a less righteous people. But it continues, doesn't it? It continues the same way. A lamentation most bitter, for suddenly the destroyer will come upon us. I have made you an assayer and a tester among my people, that you may know and assay their way. All of them are stubbornly rebellious, going about as a talebearer. They are bronze and iron. They all of them are corrupt. The billows blow fiercely. The lead is consumed by fire. In vain do their refining goes on. But the wicked are not separated. They call them rejected silver, because the Lord has rejected them. The Lord has rejected them. It's not, you know, it's you can be rejected by man and not suffer a whole lot. But if you are rejected by God, it's a different story. It is a different story. You can be rejected. What's highly esteemed among men is an abomination unto God. What's highly esteemed among men is an abomination unto God. So you can be rejected by man. Doesn't matter. Doesn't make one bit of difference. But if you are rejected by God, this is the most important thing that you better take note of. No one wants to be rejected by God unless they've got something wrong with them. Take note, folks. These people were God's chosen people, and they were rejected. God used a less righteous people to try, to attempt to bring them back into the fold. Didn't do much good. But he tried to bring them back to repentance, and it would not work. They went into exile for 70 years. I suppose some of them were repentive. Like Daniel, he was one of them that interceded for years and years for his people. I don't know. And then they built the temple. God used a heathen to rebuild the temple and rebuild the walls. And they rebuilt their temple. Maybe not to the glory that it was, not when Solomon had, but they did rebuild their temple. And they did come back to God. How many years did it take? 70 years to get back to Jerusalem. How long will it take this country to get back to God? That's the question. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we offer ourselves a living sacrifice, a holy and acceptable unto God. This is our reasonable service, and we thank you, Lord, that you can use us regardless of what we have. Anything, we offer it right now. We just cast it up. Cast our cares upon you, for you care for us. We offer ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. This is our reasonable service. We thank you. Come into our hearts, our lives. Let us be born again. Let us be ready for the coming of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Well, that's our time today. Folks, go to our website, krciradio.com, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email there and let us know you're listening. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved.